This is the Core Star Activation Meditation. I want to introduce you to the deepest level of your being, where your divine essence resides, a divine essence that is indestructible, divine essence that is in no way tainted or affected by anything you experience when you are exploring life, you know, in finite playgrounds as an eternal being. To reconnect to this level of being is to come back to the deepest security you could ever experience while in a body. That's how important this is. That's how yummy this is to reconnect to. So just to give you a little mini synopsis, there are four levels to our being. Our physical body is the most outwardly obvious. The physical body is constructed and based on the information in the auric body, which is all your aura and your energy bodies and your chakras and all that psycho-emotional stuff. And then even deeper than that, what brings forth what will become your auric field and all your psycho-emotional way of seeing and interacting and perceiving reality, deeper than that is the level of the Hara, H-A-R-A. And the Hara line is the soul level. Okay, so I've done physical level. Physical level emanates from the energetic level. Energetic level emanates from the Hara level, from the soul level. And I'm not going to go into the hairline right now. I have tons of beautiful trainings on that, and I cannot recommend enough that you learn to work with your hairline. Our goal right now is to go into the level even deeper than the level of your soul, than the level of the longings of your soul and what it came here and wanted to do. Deeper than that, there is a level deeper than that. And that is the level of your divine essence. And that level is deep. It's so deep inside. It's like a paradox. It's so deep inside the body that it's deeper than the body. There's no body at that level. At the level of your core star, you are a scintillating ball of light. You are literally a star. Millions of multicolored, shiny white reflections of colors inside the shiny white liquid. And the core star level is the level of our being where the light is so bright. That's all you see. That's all you know. It really is the level of our divine, eternal being. And one of the things that has happened with the Dark Flower Affliction and the installation of 10D biology in order to assist, let's say it nicely, assist beings who have gone so deep into negative intent that they have lost their right to return to source as intact soul memory complexes, they've lost that right. They can only go back as space dust. So of course, they're going to try to figure out a way to live as long as they can. If they can't be eternal anymore, they can certainly seek to be immortal, to live such light, long lifespans that eventually they don't care anymore about living. I say this because I want you to understand what's happening right now is that we are all reconnecting to the core star level of our being. And the more of us reconnect to the core star level of our being, the core stars, once fully activated and beaming through all your body, the core star of each person you are with that is also in a process of growth and desire to embody more light, come back into eternal being, these core stars sing together. Like, oh my God, how beautiful is that? Put a bunch of people in a room that know how to activate their core stars, and you will hear the music of the spheres. Beautiful. So your core star, as the deepest level of your being, is so deep inside you that it's beyond the body. Such a paradox to try to talk about this, but let's just go and feel where it is. So just using exhalations to lower your gravity field. We inhale. And then when we exhale, we're just like, just let yourself go from inside your head. You know, you're probably in your head most of the time. I'm talking, then the head's listening, right? Ideally, the whole body is listening. And then there's a lot less need for the head to process. But that's a little trick that we'll, we're all going to catch on to that more and more as ascension kicks in higher frequencies. So the gravity of the exhale is just like bringing you deeper into your body. And our goal is to go down into the stomach area and just to know where the core star is in your body. It's 3 fingers above your belly button. So it's about 5 centimeters, 1.5 inches. But go really deep inside of you, because we're not talking about, it's not against your skin. It's deep in you. It's deeper than all the other levels. So imagine, you can even just ask your soul, ask your spirit, ask your body, bring me to the core star. Help me locate it. And it's deep, deep. It's easy to mistake it for the plexus chakra. And my trick for you will be, the plexus is a little bit higher than the core star. When you are feeling your plexus, you'll be able to feel it really close to your skin, because it goes from the inside, but then it emanates outwards and goes out of your body in a very specific cone shape. The core star is not like that. The core star is much, much, much deeper than that. And now switching from exhaling to go deep into that area of your body, to now inhaling as a way to hone into and breathe into the core star. And the exhale is just, let me just land in here. Let me just land in the level of my divinity. Just land there. Inhaling, we are bringing through inhalation, we are bringing our intention and our attention into the core star. And when we exhale, we just land into it even more. I have a mantra that I love to say, and I realized a couple of years after coming up with it, when I started studying the core star, that I had been saying a core star mantra and I didn't even know it. So I will tell you the mantra just in case you want to have fun with it. The mantra is, I hereby reclaim my God-given birthright to be free and shine bright. I hereby reclaim my God-given birthright to be free and shine bright. To be free, this is the level of absolute freedom is the core star essence level. Your core star is literally your individuated God essence. An individuated essence that is separate, yet completely aware and inclusive. It's a paradox for all the other levels, but at this level, it's not a paradox at all. Deeper into your core star, it's like a big ball of white. I don't want to say flame because it's not hot. It's probably more cool than hot, actually. A big white sun could be an interesting way to describe it, which is what a star is. Oh, I have an even better metaphor to give you. I don't know if you've ever heard of dwarf stars. When a star compacts, it's like it compacts itself, and all that's left is like the pure, pure light. And then eventually that blows up in a supernova or something, and then sends out all these nutrients and energies that feed everything around it. Inhaling deep into that core star. Exhaling, just centering yourself deep into it. And you can even start feeling when you're exhaling and you're centering yourself deeper into it, that you can also feel the emanation of the rays of your divine essence that beam out. For me, I tend to see them as very scintillating, multicolored, but it's all shiny white with hues of, I don't know, violet, magenta, and silver, and gold. Very subtle. Do not mistake subtle for not being powerful. This is literally the most powerful level of your being. You fully reconnecting to your core star is you realigning yourself with your eternal being. It's extending the message that it's time to come back into your true biology. It's time to come back into what I call 12D biology and reclaim your God-given birthright to be free and shine bright. We are in a system right now where we age prematurely. We carry a lot of density. We are purposely kept in, low frequency emotions with a little twinge of guilt and shame all over the place. All this density that we're in, that we have been in for thousands and thousands of years, is not conducive to flowing the core star energy through your body. Because it's not a system that's free. We are in a closed system, or we were until very recently. And now we are in a process that involves, first of all, refusing to be a source of food through what you give your attention to, and coming back to the eternal being that you are and emanating that, emanating your entire life from that, bringing that back, flowing that back through all the other levels of your being, so that all the levels of your being are fed by your eternal essence. Pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting to be working on core star stuff right now. So just in your core star, deep in there, focus in your belly area. Have fun with this inhaling, imagining that you're inhaling from every direction outwards, and you're inhaling into the core star. And then exhale, you stay deep within the core star, but you emanate its light outwards. I reclaim my God-given birthright to be free and shine bright. We're going to keep amplifying the core star light. It amplifies simply because you're hanging out with it. Inhaling from all directions into the core star. Exhaling, stay in the core star and extend the rays outwards. So remember what I said. The core star is the deepest level of your being. From your core star emanates the divine pleasure of creating more light. The eternal level of you, your pleasure, your symphony, your celebration is simply to create and bring it out through the fields all the way into physical manifestation. And then hopefully to contemplate and appreciate the creation, whatever that is, whether it's a lasagna or a piece of art or a song. Contemplate, look at it, bring it back through the layers, back into the core star. And there is, it's like, it sounds like magic, but when you bring your creations all the way back into your core star, the result is it creates more light. It creates more light. I want you to really feel into this for a second. We are in a closed system right now that needs to consume energy within its system to survive. And now we're talking about coming back into the real system, the real structure where galaxies are governed by a central white core that emanates light, not a black hole that sucks everything into it. That's what your core star is. Your core star is your ability not only to emanate divine light, but also to create more. How amazing is that? Inhaling deep into the core star. Exhaling, staying deep inside of it, but extending the rays. Feel the rays of the core star. Feel the rays of your divine essence. You know, with the sacred heart, it's like the pulsation is different, but the core star, the pulsation is much, much, much deeper. It's like a heartbeat. I don't know how to describe it. It would be like the heartbeat of God, which is different from the heartbeat of Earth. You're going to get to explore other activations I'm going to bring you into in the other audios that will start bringing that core star energy up into the sacred heart and flow even more of it through the system. You're really going to get to learn to play with this core star. You're really going to learn to discern these levels of your being. These types of discernments are very, very powerful and very transformative. If you can tell the difference between when you're trying to create out of like fear and not wanting something to happen, which is a negative intent, as opposed to creating from your core star, your ability to have that discernment, imagine what that can bring into your life. I reclaim my God-given birthright to be free and shine bright. I would even say to be free, happy, and shine bright. Because happiness is literally the byproduct of doing things that you love. Can there be a deeper level of doing things you love than doing things from the pure emanation of your core star? The pure divine pleasure to create, because that's what we are. Eternal beings that love to create. Inhaling. Deep into the core star. Exhaling all directions. Imagine that you can amplify and spread out the flow of the rays coming out of the core star. We want them flowing. We want their rays. We want all the rays of this to be beyond your physical body. So it's like you're inhaling deep in the core star. And exhaling, it's like all these scintillating beams of light, these rays of pure essence, allowing them to expand and fill all the field of you. Go even further, bring it up further, 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 all the way to the boundary of the aura. Inhaling into the core star. Exhale, filling its brilliance, filling its radiance throughout all of your field. You might start noticing there's almost like a little increase of energy in the cells, in the body. It's like pure nectar of remembering our eternal being is what's being offered right now by us doing this. Inhaling deep into the core star with a super clear positive intent. I am reclaiming my God-given birthright to be here, to be free. I am an eternal being of light. I came here at this time to participate to this big transition back into our eternal biology, back into our eternal being. So inhaling that pure positive intent into your core star. That's what you want to help create. And then exhale, sending these rays out through your field. Now, I want you to imagine that you connect to one cell, just one cell in your body. Doesn't matter, just whichever one you want. Just connect to one cell in there. And imagine that you're like holding it in your hands. It's almost like hands of light, and you're holding this one cell in your hand. The cell has a nucleus. It's like a dense core. And then there's just like a lot of like liquid and things floating around in there. And then there's a membrane. So you're holding this cell in your hands of light, and you're holding it and you are inhaling into your core star, inhaling into it, deep, 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 deep in the core star. Such strong light. And when you are exhaling it this time, you're going to send a straight, pure beam of that core star essence directly into the nucleus of the cell. I'm going to do that a couple of times just for fun. We're like, hey, body, hey, cellular structure. It's time to come back to our eternal biology. It's time to come back to our eternal output of light. Inhaling deep into the core star. Exhale, imagine you are sending that pure core star energy. You're sending it right into the nucleus of that cell that you're holding. All right, and now holding that cell, and you can even do this physically, holding this one cell, we're going to bring it into the core star. So nice big inhale. And exhale, bring your hands of light, and maybe even do this with your physical hands, bringing that one cell into the core star. Bringing your hands, if you choose to do this physically, bringing your hands, if you choose to do this physically, all the way into this area above your belly button. And if you choose to do this energetically, just keep going with the hands of light all the way into the core star. And let's let that one cell get a complete infusion of core star light, a deep, deep remembering. We are our own source of light. We emanate our own light. From the core star essence with that cell inside, we infuse that cell with the mantra. You are now realigned with your birthright from God, from Source, from the divine level of existence of which you are part of. You are hereby brought back into the eternal structure, into the field of the eternal lotus of life. And just inhaling, holding that cell in the core star. Inhaling, letting the nucleus of that cell be completely infused with core star energy. Letting that cell understand how to move like this, right? So it's like inhale. The inhale amplifies the light already at the core, already in the nucleus of the cell now. We're going to do a cellular breathing inside the core star with this one cell. So when you inhale, you're amplifying the light in the nucleus of the cell, which right now is also within the core star. So it's just a direct copy paste. You know, you're just letting your cell know, hey, cell, there you go. That's what it looks like. That's what your 12D biology looks like. Inhaling that core star, inhaling deep in the nucleus and just increasing the light of it. And exhaling the rays of the core star energy going out of that cell, all the way to its membrane, right through it. Oh my God, I know what's about to happen, and I can feel the anticipation of the entire system of your body, of your cells. Do you know that cells speak together in a split second? Trillions of cells will relay the message. So right now, with your hands of light, you're going to bring the cell out of the core star, and you are hereby allowing it to relay this message to every single cell in your body. Inhaling from the core star light, exhaling, just increasing the light of the body and letting this little woo flow. It might feel like a wave, it might feel like a spiral. Allowing the activation, the remembering of the core star level of your being that pulsates in the heart of every single cell in your body. This is a very deep activation, and I want you to hang out with this. Just stay here. Stay with this process. As long as you still feel little flowy things going on, I don't want to direct this process too much of where we're bringing it, because that's not the idea. The idea is we are allowing divine intelligence deep in your core star and cellular intelligence, the intelligence deep in your body, to connect. stay with this as long as you feel it.